This is Dr. Bill Meehan, President of Jackson State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of the Department of Biology. Dr. Carter is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, the neotropical migrants are coming. Tell us about it.
Well, migrating songbird has traveled to your backyard from as far away as South America, Central America, Mexico, or Canada, and some resident species remain year-round. Neotropical migrant species nest in North America and winter in Mexico or Central or South America. And they leave Alabama in the fall, and many of them cross the Gulf of Mexico on their way to their wintering grounds. Then in early April, they begin to return, also crossing the Gulf of Mexico. So you may see birds you typically don't see in the summer during these migrations. And many of these neotropical migrants are insectivores. They eat insects. So you aren't likely to see them at a bird feeder, but you may see them at a bird bath. So beginning in early April, keep your eyes peeled for birds such as the scarlet tanager, the cerulean warbler, or the orchard oriole. And for more information, contact Robert Carter at 782-5144.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.